It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour, and I am your host, Kat Nicholson. You are listening live here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Hello, hello, everyone. Today is June the 4th. It's 11:02 a.m. here in Central Florida. On the very warm East Coast, we're actually loving the season so far. I say so far because we're 4 days in now to hurricane season, and I heard some storms are bouncing around already, so it's going to be an interesting season, definitely. I'm super happy to be with all of you. If you are listening for the first time, we have a Facebook page titled 12 Radio. You are welcome to get into the chat at any time. We are a private group, so you could see what we're saying amongst each other, but the outside world has no idea about the shenanigans that go on here. No, I'm only kidding. We are really a warm, loving, and friendly group of people. And I love to share. I love to hear your comments. I love that you are all here. It makes me want to be here. I woke up a little bit cranky this morning. I've been every time, you know, we talk about the full moon a lot and how, you know, a lot of us stay awake and can't sleep and all this. But for myself, coming up to that new moon, this is when it hits me every month. So right before, I have a couple of really restless nights. I'm just thinking overtime. So I did have a bit of a restless evening, but it also makes me go more into my psychic energy. So it's a catch-22, to be honest. And so I'm kind of flying free here with all of you today. I think I'm definitely spoiled now when it comes to self-care and healthcare. And so when I'm missing a little something, I could tell, you know, definitely. So we go more into the channeling energy. The thoughts become, it's interesting. I don't know if you all track yourselves, but I think that some of the thoughts can become, I don't know, when you channel, we can go into a bit of a place of detachment. And when we are actually doing maybe more or going into our psychic energy a little bit more, our clairs, our clairvoyance, our clairaudience, we definitely are more a little more connected, I would say, or more aware of what's happening. Sometimes I'll speak and I'll say, wait, what did I just say? And often I'll say, did I say that? You know, coming right behind it, I just don't have an attachment to it. When we channel, it's just very, very different. So I'm super excited to take questions in the chat room this morning. It is Gemini season, and I am smiling about that in a way. I could tell Jupiter is definitely making itself known already. I can definitely feel it. I know it's a little discombobulated because it is opposing its natural placement in Sagittarius. So you could tell when a sign change, when a planet moves through the signs or as it changes and adjusts. If the moon moves every 2.4 days, we could tell there's a few hour adjustment period, I think, in between, maybe even, you know, just a couple. This is just my psychic impression of the planets. When it's a larger energy, of course, like for months, you know, maybe 4 to 6 months, we may feel Pluto making its change, you know, or going, it's a little topsy-turvy, it's a little up and down. We're definitely affected by it in some way. And when we have Jupiter, so, you know, which is what, 13 months, I think, this going into staying in Gemini, just about, You could tell that it takes, like, I would say a couple, like a week or two, maybe a little longer, to really adjust where it is. And so I pay attention to these things because through the transition of it all, as humans, we are very impatient people. And I could tell there was a little more anxiousness or energy through this movement of Jupiter coming into Gemini. And so when we feel these things, and because it's a bit uncomfortable at first, anytime we have planetary movement, there you guys are. I couldn't find you all your comments for a minute. When we have this planetary movement, we're not really patient about it. We're like, Jupiter moved into Gemini last night, and something should be happening today, right? So we act like this. Good morning, everybody. Hello, Ms. Beck. Good morning. It's nice to see you today. We want a change immediately. And so we kick and scream because we're not letting it settle down. My hunch is to remind everyone this morning to let things settle down before we take massive steps or make any changes to our plan. No kicking and screaming necessary, you know what I mean? I'm definitely going to read for you today. So nice to see everybody. Erica has the day off because it is election day for the New Jersey primaries. Good morning, Ms. Erica. Joni, hello to you. Suzanne, it's so nice that you're here also. Alishea, I'm going to talk to you today. Jim, happy, happy birthday. We are going to pull a card for you today as well. Patricia, good morning. And I love that. My godsend. I miss you too, honey, so much. I know we're going to connect soon, okay? I've been definitely in self-care mode for everyone around me. And it's no excuse, but I am definitely going to be in touch real soon. That's the only birthday present I want is to talk to you. So we have to, okay? All right, Maya, good morning to you. And Maureen, good morning to you. Let me see who I'm missing here. And I'm so grateful that you're all here. Nadine, I see you. We have a class to Thursday night again. Now I'm not opening it. I'm not opening. I'm not. I'm trying not to promote because we have like this little group that I want to stay small. But I am going to post another one very soon, and we're going to do it again. And it's actually been quite positive from the last class. So I definitely want to take that on again, okay? We're gonna keep doing them. Karen, good morning, and Rebecca, good morning to you. Sending hugs to everyone. All right, we got some questions in the room. Without further ado, I feel like I have a little bit of a. I've been playing in the jasmine and the gardenias this morning, so you could tell I'm a little scratchy about it. I see K Dragon here. Happy Gemini season, Miss Cynthia, to you as well. It is quite the season. But let's take a look. Have you all noticed, like, right before your birthday, it's kind of, I don't know, it's very, very keep the faith kind of energy. I think our spirit knows something new is coming, or we're coming into a fresh season and we want to believe it. And we feel like that's the time, I think, of the year right before your birthday that we start going into, okay, what's new and exciting? What are we going to do this year? How's it going to go? How are things going to, I could feel myself doing a little bit of that now. But I'm super excited about it. And let's see what Alishea has to say. Good morning to all of you. K Dragon is in the chat room. Good morning, K. It's so nice to see you. Thank you for being here. And K is a one to listen psychic advisor. She is with us this morning. Thank you, K. Okay, guys, let me get the flowers out of my breath here and come back in. Nadine, I love your mermaid angel. Where are you, Al? I'll show you. Telling you guys, all right, she says she has to trust her inner voice and always nervous. I'm unconditionally coloring events. I feel there may be something hidden with James. The energies are affecting my sleep during this time. So how do we assure that it's a true hit? I was actually just talking about this last night, Alishea, and how do we know it's a true hit? I definitely say, when you say trust your inner voice, that's really what it's about. My reactions tell me everything now. And at one time, I think as we mature and we grow through the years, we ignore feelings or we ignore triggers. Or our responses to certain things that, I don't know, I can't explain it, but the energy, the space that we exist in. We have to be careful. I think cross-checking if something else is happening, like a projection of it or some kind of energy. Around something from you. Like I always put myself in a cross check, I think, consciously, mindfully, I'm aware of what I'm thinking and I cross check that before I say it. But there is a specific something that happens from within in the body that can no longer be ignored. And I feel like that's when you know. It's almost like you cannot fight what you know. When something is off, it is off. Your body will talk to you. I get anxious. I know now. I can remember back in the day, gosh, it's coming up to 7, 8 years ago now, which really has gone by in a blink of an eye, when I went through a situation in a relationship or with anybody around you, really, when you know something's off, it's off. And I can remember thinking I was crazy for thinking the way I did or knowing what I knew. Of course, years later, it's all been shown to me on a silver platter, really, that it was all correct. But I think from that point on, when you have an experience with a situation where you go through something with someone who convinces you or tries to convince you that you don't know what you're talking about, or it's coming from another place, or you're crazy, or you're, you know, when you go through that, I think you have a forever alarm system. And especially when you could say, ha, I knew it, you know, I was right. You can't ignore these inner feelings. So let me just take a peek for you here. And I think forevermore, these situations change us to make us stronger and to make us more clear. So you don't want to ignore these feelings, but you also want to cross-check yourself and make sure they're coming from, you know. How do we do that? We all have a different, what works for me may not work for you. I think the inner voice, sometimes when you say we can color things, I don't believe that you falsely color things. I believe that your authenticity, your genuine expression, your psychic energy is correct. So I don't feel like that's happening for you or you'd be incorrect, but I'm going to take a look. Now, sometimes it's a matter of, I know for myself, I have that Virgo rising. I have to make sure, okay, you're not being super paranoid. Usually if I feel like I'm being super paranoid, it always proves to be true. So I want to definitely open you up to that. Let me just take a look, okay? Hold on 1 second. I'm going to look at him myself, okay? Lois, good morning to you also. Good morning to everyone coming in. Michelle, you too. All right, let's take a peek here. No, there's something you can't quite put your finger on, though. I feel that. And you know, I feel a lot of emotion coming from this person. So they are, they actually have feelings. If I don't know if this is helping or not, but or why I'm saying this, but I really do believe this. And I do feel like they have a level of connection to their feelings. Also a cross protection. I feel that. Now let me take a look. Something hidden. Oh yeah, something you can't put your finger on. I agree with that. Hold on now. I think some of it is the past. The outcome looks fantastic. It's very positive energy. There's just something from the past that's you, I think you pick up that sadness or that emotion from the past. And they, moving forward, it's going to be okay. And I feel like it's safe energy, honestly. I believe that something is hidden from before, meaning maybe something about a relationship or something like this, okay? But moving forward, the energy looks positive, and I hope that helps. I'm trying not to say too much on the air, but I think you can read me like what I'm saying, Alishea. I think it's okay moving forward. I just think you're picking up this person's emotional pain and maybe not saying it, this or disappointment, I should say. Whatever you're fearing is actually going to be better than you think, but I definitely feel like you're on to that, like the negative history. That's what I think. And I hope that helps. Hello, hello, everyone. Good morning, good morning, James. Jim, I'm coming to you. Happy birthday to you, my Gemini friend. Let me take a look, okay? I'm going to pull some cards for you, too. All right, here we go. I could so tell that we're in this little earthy moon here. It's like methodical movement all the way. All right, hold on. I feel robotically I'm moving to come talk to you. I'm teasing you, but I am. Terry Campbell, good morning. That was a sweet happy birthday to Mr. Jim. We have a lot of Gemini energy in the room today. All right, Mr. Jim. I don't know if you ever go to theater, but I feel like you should. I have no idea why, and I'm thinking this, but I feel like there's something about a show or a play or a theater production or something in your field here coming up, and I actually visualized this. I don't know if you've planned on going. I don't know if you've ever gone. I don't know if there's anything here, but maybe it's a date, I'm thinking. But I definitely feel that something about this that's standing out to me, okay? All right, let me take a look. I also see an increase. I see travel ahead. I see some education. The hermit energy is very strong, but it's not, I don't want to say the hermit energy around being a loner by any stretch. I see fervent wishes coming from it, which I love. I also feel some travel. I also feel, I don't know if you've ever done a cruise, but I'm feeling this, or over water, traveling over water, across the sea, across the pond, like this. And I see some of this. I also feel like any education, whether it be anything from an hour seminar to, you know, classes to anything like this coming year. Of course, I'm looking at the year, so I feel really good about that as well. And when I get the hermit energy, I think it was Mark Husson that always called that Virgo energy the pimp or the pope or the hooker or the nun. Jokingly, of course, so please don't get offended, but when I talk about the hermit and I look at the Virgo energy, I could go either side with it. I could say, oh, you're just going to be a hermit and lock yourself up and stay away from the universe and da-da-da-da-da. But I don't feel this at all. That's like the one aspect of it. If you look at the pimp and the pope, you're certainly not going to be a pope this coming year. So I'm looking at this card more as, look, what are you doing for fun? How are you feeding your soul with something that drives you and gives you passion? I do feel a spiritual learning as well this coming season or year. And I'm looking at this like, with it more travel, adventure, studying something that may have to do with long distance, all of these things. And definitely when you can, to get more, you know, near more water, okay? I feel really strongly about that, and I hope this helps. I think you're going to have an amazing year, definitely focusing on your health, lots of care. I do love this, but definitely having some fun and something that maybe you waited some time for is going to start to come together. And the wisdom that you share, I just feel like it's going to be a good, really good time. And I hope it helps. Okay. Wake up and grow, Pamela says. I think that's a good, good tagline. I love that. Jim, happy birthday. And I'll see you actually very soon. We'll be talking. So I'm super excited that you're going to join us. Okay. All right. Let's see who's next. Have a wonderful birthday. Let's see. Cindy, I am coming to see you. So nice that you're here today. Cindy says she's going through a big lifestyle change. She has dropped 27 pounds. Congratulations, that is huge. I do psychically feel like I think it's the rule of thumb is 10. I think the three sizes I'm thinking, but that's huge. Congratulations. And if that's, you know, clearly what you wanted to do and you feel good about it. And I love that for you. I also feel, the sugar, you know, how when we drop weight, I've noticed over some months, how much correlation between weight and sugar and the A1C, the sugar levels. Of course, I'm not a physician. I'm not giving medical advice, but I can tell this area of your being is definitely in a better place. I don't even know if you've ever had a problem. I'm not saying yay or nay to that. I don't feel driven to that. I feel more driven to say how healthy I could see your, you know, your being, your blood, how much better you're getting, stronger. And let's just take a look at you all the way around, okay? It's super nice to get ahead of the curve on all this stuff because we never know how it's going to hit us, how it's going to affect us, this kind of thing. And I do believe that this is, you know, major. And at the same time, I think sometimes it just takes, you know, when we go through body changes or we have a difficult time going through this and then we finally get there, even if it's to take off 5 pounds or 3 pounds or whatever, anywhere from that to some people I know have taken off 100 pounds. It doesn't matter. I do believe this for some reason. It changes your headspace drastically. And our generation specifically, I know our current generations are much, believe it or not, they are way healthier minded than we were about our weight and our how we had to appear in the physical fitness era and the, you know, Jack LaLanne and Gene Simmons and Jane Fonda, and I can go on. Denise Austin, all these people were crazy in our face, you know, like shoving it down our throats. So it really led to, it was a generation for sure. And now, of course, in a different way, I feel this generation is much healthier and our upcoming generation is even healthier than that, you know, that way. So I think it's a big deal. And I think it definitely takes pressure off the brain more than the body. So I love that for you. And let me just take a look and see all the way around. Always happy to see you. Let's take a look. Let's go. Oh yeah, you're going to be celebrating. There's more unexpected. You have some more loss here coming. You're very aware of your health. I love that. I feel new friendships as well and the ability to manifest more of what you want. So our value rises, like the way we see and feel about ourselves as it rises. I think it's actually going to take, you know, when we talk about income or finances and money and value and things like this, we ebb and flow with everything that goes on, you know? And I think what's happening with you is the ebb and flow, but at the same time, I feel confident that you're going to be coming into a place of increase. But you know how we go through phases where, like, yes, we need financial safety and comfort to live or exist or whatever. I think as you get a little, you know, older, or we grow up, we are always growing up. As we grow and continue to, I think that it becomes less important in some weird way. Like you have to have total fulfillment along with that financial happiness. I do think you're going to have a desire for this more and more. So anything that you're concerned about around finances, something is definitely going to come up. And increase that area. You have magic. You have magician energy. You have a lot of ability to manifest what it is that you want. And sometimes it's not money. Sometimes our value is placed on our spiritual fulfillment. Sometimes it's placed on our friendships. Your friendships are gonna really, you're meeting new people. You may be reconvening with someone who you were separate from, this kind of thing. And I love that also. So let's see. I feel good times ahead. I think you're gonna be okay. And super proud of you. If for your goals and reaching that, and I think you have more to go in other areas that you're working on, and you'll be fulfilled by that. Okay, I think also sometimes you all, as people, excuse me, I am coughing this morning, and believe me, it's all my flowers. Crazy. When as people, you get into this place and you, we all put a value on something at the moment. And we definitely are, super interested from one time or the other in certain areas, right? How, and I know you all agree with this. One time it could be one thing, the other time it, something different tomorrow. We almost get a little let down when we reach a goal and then we don't know where our next goal is. How many of you as humans do this? So I feel a little tiny bit of that, but then it's something new comes and takes over and you'll have another goal that you reach and then you'll be all happy. And I hope this makes sense, but that's really what I feel for you, okay? You're just going to keep moving and growing and changing, and I love that. All right, guys, sorry about that. Remind me not, I'll have to remind myself not to be playing in my garden before the show. All right, hold on now. Pamela, you're good with your comment. Wake up and grow. I love that. All right, Jim said he is going to a Broadway show. I'm loving that. There's something specific about that show. And there's a message in there for you, and I absolutely love that you're going because it stood out immediately in my vision. So I'm glad you're headed that way. Interesting. And I'm glad you have the travel bug. I do think that's going to be a blessing. All right, let's take a look now. Hopefully my little coughing spell is over. All right, let's see. Let me see. I had somebody marked. Jim, thanks for that feedback also. I'm looking for someone, Rebecca. I'm going in order, guys. I'm going to try to get to everybody as fast as I can. Dun, ta-da. Hold on. All right, let's take a look. I always like to have a game plan, Rebecca. She is, where are you? I'm trying to find your comments about moving. Okay, I have a question about finally moving out of North Carolina. I'm just wondering, should I secure a job? I think you should start looking before. And I'm not saying you're leaving you know, earlier, but I do feel the month of August, everything should be like settled in and start like secured. Okay. I don't know why I'm thinking August, but that's what they're showing me. I feel like you should start looking before you go. And I hope that misses, I hope that, that, hold on a minute. So crazy. There, I don't know who's dealing with Mississippi today, but I feel in Mississippi. It's literally in my mind. If anybody has anything to do with Mississippi today or anything going on there, please let me know. Rebecca, this could be about you. I have no idea. It's crazy, but I'm true. It could be a company that originated there. It could be, I don't know. It's crazy. I don't think about Mississippi too often. Nothing against it, but I just don't. All right, let's take a look. Hold on now. But I'm thinking yes to looking for a job. Okay. I am definitely, what I'm trying to do this morning in the chat room to bring you guys a little energy is to go one at a time as I'm looking and really feeling, I kind of have this little twinkle in my eye that everyone's going to manifest a new beginning and reach a goal. And so I'm feeling this strongly, and I love that. And Rebecca, I feel this. I feel a little bit down and then way up. So at first, when you transition, there are options. So you may, there are options for position, for employment. And I think at first there's one little disappointment, and then there's something massive that is really going to happen. Meaning, I do believe there is celebration and joy. So I'm gonna stick with my timing and my time frame for all of this to be enjoyed. And I wanna say something crazy also. Somebody that's listening today, and Rebecca, I'm talking to you, but I kind of want to open because I'm connecting with everyone while we're connect, you know, while we're together. I'm really sensing if someone is going through a relationship, a situationship, if someone is going through this now that you're in, you're listening. If there is a disappointment in the connection, please know on the other side of this is this amazing turn of events and a celebration for marriage, basically. And I don't like to discuss like legal marriage or non-legal marriage or whatever it is, like a union, civil union, whatever it is, coming together. Definitely long-term commitment energy here. So if you're in the room listening, wondering about a specific relationship, just know that there may be a disappointment before there is success. And it's not a different relationship. I would say it's within the same connection. You will first be sad and then be the most joyful you've ever been. So just please know, I feel like this is going to hit home to someone. So I'm just speaking the truth. Okay. And I think this is a big message for all of you asking about relationships right now. And I definitely had to say that. And Rebecca, I'm talking to you. So it's very interesting, but I'm also opening. Oh, Rebecca says, I have a friend. Okay, I have a friend who lives in Mississippi, although he's originally from Texas. Okay, that's interesting. And I am talking to you, so let's keep it there. Let's keep it there. Okay. I'm so excited that you're here. Okay, let's take a peek. And I want to say something to Ariana's boy, Michael. He just finished middle school. You tell him that I said there's a dark-haired little girl that's going to drive him crazy at the new school year. So he may say he doesn't care for her, but in actuality, there's something else that's going on. And we're going to find out about this before the end of the year. So it could be a friend, but I don't know. There's something. So you tell him I said that. And not to, and maybe there is a female friend. I feel like he will have female friendship as, I don't know if it's one and the same, Ariana, but I definitely feel like this person will stand out in your world and his world. Okay. All right. It'll be funny to see and cute. And tell him congrats. Keep doing well in school. I know he is. It's going to be an interesting year. Lots of change. Okay, good morning, Ita. Nice to see you also. Super happy that you're here today. All right, now let me look. Hold on. All right. I will be right back to you. Cynthia, I'm going to look at your studies now. And I see you at another post all all on your Leo own, but we're definitely here, okay? And I see you, and I'm happy that you're here. Hold on a second. I actually have a few more questions I am gonna go through today. And if I have recently answered you, please know I adore you. I see you asking. I'm not ignoring you on purpose. I'm just going where spirit leads me to go. And I wish we always had more time together. All right, hold on. Rebecca, sometimes it is okay to feel vague. I feel I could sense that. I think I'm blaming that Gemini could be a little vague, I guess. The energy is a little different. It's different. You could definitely feel the onslaught of it, especially coming up. And then the new moon's coming. I always say right before new moon, I'd like to just wake up on the other side of it. But then it arrives so quickly and everything is new again. And it's so nice. All right. And I think you'll feel the same. All right. Hold on now. Cynthia, this is for you. Oh, yes. I am very grateful also. I'm getting a yes. So I am really getting a yes. This is it. It's a do or die. Do not let up on your studying or else. My Aries moon will know you are going to pass this test. Okay? Now, I do believe everything is happening in your life for a reason right now, and I also believe you need the time. You're saying you have 10 to 12 hours a day. I think 9 hours is I know I'm being like a slave driver, but you need the time, and I think you're gonna do fantastic. There's also a coming together with someone that aligns with you, and I don't know what that means yet. However, I do feel really good about it. It's a mutual exchange of energy. It feels really helpful. People are going to be more inclined when you go into this role. I don't know. Did you change the date? Is there something about the date? I don't know if it's the date time like this. Anyway, it feels really, really good. And just keep studying. No slacking. Okay. All right. I feel more clear and bold and definitely gonna hit it. You're gonna have it. I see a really good job coming too. And you may travel again, sweetie. I know it's not a distant, it's not very far, it's nothing like that. It's just, this is really gonna up the ante in your life, okay? All right, hold on now. Mary, I am so sorry you're going through this. I see what you're saying. All right, let's take a peek here. I do believe that, I don't know if you guys have it all cleaned up yet. I have to read your post. Of course, I feel like this is going to happen. It's just so, she's 3 miles away. All right, hold on. Yeah, I think it's calmed down now, correct? Look, let's peek. Yeah, it's definitely exhausting, I know. Mary, I feel like there's a little more to go. And then everything looks good. I mean, honestly, I just feel like there's still some things the fires, I know they're, I don't know if they're out. She said we were just 3 miles away from that huge fire. I feel like it's going to be a little up and down for a minute, and then everything is going to get great, and you'll feel really content and satisfied with the way everything is, and things are really settled down. It's going to take, I feel, until August of this year to really feel like you're, you know, safe and not having to go anywhere, or maybe not, maybe you're not able to go right yet, but I see some amazing things coming to you August, September. I'm not saying June, July will be, you know, crazy, but I think I don't know. I just feel like there's a little more to go with the weather, with the, fires and the, it'll just take a little more time. I don't think I would rush. I don't feel like, I know that when these things happen, we kind of get like up in arms. Obviously, we want it all straightened out quickly, but I feel like it has to be done slowly and steadily, and things will really come back together, okay? And I hope that helps. Oh, I'm so glad the bellows. I'm so glad you guys are laughing. And Michael, I'm happy for you, honey. I'm excited to find out how crazy this little girl drives you next year. I can't wait. Or I say next year, not the calendar year, your school year. Okay, I live by the school year still till this day. So super excited about that for you. Okay, sweetie. Okay, you let me know. So happy you're here. Okay, now, somebody else I wanted to pull a card for. Lara, you are like the perfect example of what it must feel like, of what I was trying to say about reaching goals and your doctorate, and then where do you go from that? You know, it's a normal human experience, but congratulations. I will always say it. I know I tease you a lot about it, because you're so humble about it, and it's such an achievement. It's now I feel like your next goal is, I think we can lean towards a relationship energy. And it doesn't have to be romantic. I'm not even pinpointing it. I'm saying relationships, positive people in your life, not to exclude romantic. How's that? We'll stay open. I feel like that's next. I have goosebumps actually about that. Okay, Ita, let's take a poll for you. Nadine, thank you for your gardenia comments and photos. And now I'm learning. And of course, I bloomed. There were 12 blooms, 12 flowers blooming at once. And I said, of course, it's the number 12. But it was kind of magical. But I'm definitely paying the price for loving them. All right, let me see, Ita, now. Oh, you're definitely coming into a new journey too. I feel like you're going to be working. I mean, really, really, the message I would say is pay strong attention to your intuition, by far. And I do believe there's a solidification to some career goals coming up for you. I see a dark-haired male that has something to do with this, and also getting some recognition you're long overdue for. I see some media, I see, or marketing like this. I feel a solid foundation ahead. I also feel someone from your past trying to communicate with you as well. And I hope this all makes sense. And you come back and share and tell us when you're done, okay? Or when all this unfolds, so to speak. And I think you're going to do really well. And let's see. I definitely believe that manifesting. It's kind of, you know, when you get into the, I'm talking about Taurus moon now. We're in this energy. But when we get into the place beyond the manifestation, and it actually hits us in reality and the physicality of what we're living in, I feel that's what's coming for you next, okay? So we bear fruit, you know? The seeds grow, they blossom, they're existing, and they show up in our lives, and it's so great, and I hope that makes sense to you. Okay, everyone, I am so, so grateful that you are here today. I am so happy to have this time with you. Mary, a little tiny bit more on the pool. I know it's not what you want to hear, but the outcome will be outstanding. I just feel like there's one more thing that needs to be fixed, unfortunately. But it's okay. It's going to work out great, okay? There's still a little more energy around that, but you'll be wonderful when it's over. Everyone, let's just see one more thing. I know I have to go. Jay's like, all right, shut up, Kat. No, I'm teasing. Okay, everybody, pay attention to your goals. Don't let anyone or anything get in your way, but do be patient about going after them, okay? I feel like it's going to be an interesting time. Happy new moon to all of you in Gemini. I adore you all, and I'll see you soon, okay? Bye, everybody. Have a wonderful week. Thank you, Jay, for being our producer. And everyone, please stay tuned for the amazing C.A. Brooks coming up next on Everyday Astrology. Do tune in. Bye, everyone.